Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Friday, 26th of August, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. Background to that news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. The MGP qualifying session this evening has been cancelled. The DHSC's lost the Ranson Tribunal appeal. Tributes paid to Major Charles Wilson. Garth commissioners refute the Beach Cafe claims. Drag queens don't want police at the Pride Festival. And if you're heading for the sea, watch out for the jellyfish.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. First AMI, Simon Richardson.
First AMI, the Department of Health and Social Care has lost its appeal against an employment tribunal's decision to hold a disclosure hearing in relation to the unfair dismissal of the island's former medical director. The ruling means that the three-day disclosure hearing can proceed as scheduled from Tuesday next week. Tonight's qualifying session for the Manx Grand Prix has been cancelled. The clerk of the course has made the decision to minimise the disruption to marshals, competitors and the general public. Roads will next close at 11 a.m. tomorrow. And the co-founder and first chairman of the Mansat Group has died. Brian Stott, who was 82, had a long and distinguished business career in the island and became Isle of Man Bank's youngest director in 1973, later becoming chairman. International news, vaccine maker Moderna says it's suing Pfizer and BioNTech for patent infringement in the development of the first COVID jab. The US company alleges its rivals copy technology it developed before the pandemic. And a man's been arrested on suspicion of murder after 9-year-old Olivia Pratt Corbell was shot dead in her home in Liverpool on Monday night. Meanwhile, the government's giving £150,000 to fund trauma and mental health support in the community there. Those are the news headlines. I'll be back with more news at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you, Simon. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there's no wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is smooth or slight. 3-day weather for the bank holiday weekend. This evening, clouds and showers, some fog on the mountain road, a fresh northwesterly, then dry as the evening progresses down to 10 Celsius under clearing skies. For Jasan, Saturday, dry and sunny with a light breeze, up to 20 Celsius, dry and clear overnight, minimum 13. Into Sunday, dry and sunny, up to 20 Celsius, much the same for Bank Holiday Monday. Tight on the way out, low water in a little over half an hour's time at 12 minutes past 6, sunset 25 past 8. High tide, 11 minutes after midnight, sunrise 16 minutes past 6 tomorrow morning, the morning low water 17 minutes to 7, and the lunchtime high tide at 20 to 1.
Manx Glass and Glazing will be open as normal throughout the Manx Grand Prix. Come and see the team at Snugbury Trading Estate or call 674 573.
The Department of Health and Social Care has lost its appeal against an employment tribunal's decision to hold a disclosure hearing in relation to the unfair dismissal of the island's former medical director. The DHSC had claimed the tribunal was acting outside its jurisdiction by seeking evidence on how documents were submitted to the hearing. The details from Sean Cowper.
Jeremy Callin, representing the DHSC, also questioned whether the tribunal has the power to call specific witnesses. But Deemster Andrew Corlett said a document filed by the department's previous lawyers had agreed to the scope of the hearing. Mr. Callin explained that the DHSC had had to bring in a new legal team after Anna Healy of the Attorney General's Chambers was asked to give evidence to the tribunal. This is also subject to an appeal, with the DHSC stating Ms. Healy would be asked to break legal privilege if she gives evidence. Mr. Callin urged the Deemster to quash the order from the tribunal calling next week's hearing and instead instruct the tribunal to set a new date with a narrower remit. Dr. Ranson's lawyer, Peter Russell, conceded that describing next week's proceedings as a special disclosure hearing was unfortunate, but insisted it was within the tribunal's jurisdiction. Deemster Corlett told the appeal the tribunal had not descended into an inquisitorial role and that there was no sustainable foundation for the appeal. Mr. Callan had described the tribunal as being on a frolic of its own, but Deemster Corlett said the only sensible interpretation of the tribunal's order was that it was seeking to establish whether the disclosure of documents would be a factor in the damages to be awarded to Dr. Ranson. Deemster Corlett ruled that this is within the remit of the tribunal, and therefore there is no reason not to allow the three-day hearing to proceed on Tuesday next week.
Tributes have been paid to the Isle of Man's Royal British Legion president who's died. Major Charles Wilson was a tireless campaigner who was well known for his work on the annual poppy appeal. Earlier this month, it was confirmed the island had once again won the Poppy Cup for the 43rd time, as the area collecting the highest amount per person during the poppy appeal. In what's thought to be his final media interview, recorded on the 12th of August, Major Charles Wilson told Simon Richardson why the Isle of Man was so successful.
Why are we so good? Because of the generosity of the Manx public. That's as plain and as simple as that. It's absolutely fantastic what people put into our boxes during Poppy.
How difficult a task is it to organise the event each year?
Well, it is quite a logistics problem, ordering everything, getting everything stored, getting it distributed around the island to all the poppy appeal organisers. And Hilary Cleverly, who organises the whole thing for us, does a magnificent job.
The trophy itself, it's been presented to Hilary at a special event at Government House. It's something that we should be really proud of, do you think?
We are very proud of it. As I said at that reception, it's interesting. People often ask me, does all the money get spent on the Isle of Man? And the answer to that is no. And thank God that is the situation, because we don't have a sufficient number of cases to warrant that sort of money. And what we are proud to do is to present a large amount of money to Central Royal British Legion every year to carry on the good work of the Royal British Legion, looking after veterans and looking after the service community.
One of the nice things about the poppy appeal too is that it comes literally from all layers of society, doesn't it?
It does indeed. Standing on the corner with your poppy can in your hand, you know, sometimes a small child will come up and put a small coin in, and that was a small coin that we didn't have just 2 minutes ago, and that we encourage all the time. So it comes at that level, and it comes at more senior, more corporate levels. For example, Cowley Groves clear a window for us every year and encourage their clients to give money.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
First of all, good evening. It's 22 minutes before 6 on Manx Radio. Garth commissioners say claims they've already started building work on the kiosk where Laxey Beach Cafe is based are untrue. It's after the owner of the business, which has been based on the Prom kiosk for the past 15 years, received more than 5,000 signatures on a petition to keep the outdoor seating area there. That story from Amy Griffiths.
The commissioners have thanked the current tenant of the kiosk, fellow commissioner Julie Pinson, for undertaking the petition. They say it demonstrates how popular the public spaces on Laxey's Prom are and the importance of making sure the facility is well maintained and accessible to all. However, they dispute the introduction to the petition, which implies there are no plans to install seating and tables in the public shelter, saying they are actually central to the planned enhancements. The local authority says, rather than removing them completely, they're asking the cafe to remove its chairs and tables so they can install their own. They're also undertaking work to provide full access to the facilities for those with disabilities, as well as investigating the potential of installing showers and lockers at the site for beach users. The commissioners say that accusations that contractors had been at the site earlier this week to begin work on the building were untrue, and say they're puzzled as to why the tenant would make such a claim. They say the contractor that attended was there to prepare a quote for works to provide disabled access and only took a matter of minutes, adding there was never any intention to begin any building work that day. They also say the tenant, as a serving Garth commissioner herself, should have some understanding of the procurement procedures that a local authority has to undergo when planning and executing building works. The commissioners finished by saying they'll make a full announcement of the range of enhancements to the public shelter as soon as they have fully discussed and finalised the details.
20 to 6, Ben McCreese just passing Coniston Rock and heading into the harbour at the moment. The owner of a farm shop in Sulby, which operates on an honesty basis, says the theft of goods and cash from the facility has left a bad taste. Police are currently investigating after the Yamaga Greenock farm shop on St Jude's Road was targeted. Juan Howland said it's not the first time the honesty system's been abused and admits it's disappointing.
It does leave a sort of a bad taste, and you can't help but sort of think how many others are sort of are doing it. Unfortunately, that one bad apple can spoil the whole barrel, as the saying goes, and it's just unfortunate. We are lucky. We've got some great customers, fantastic customers there. We really appreciate them, but unfortunately, that one person or the few people that we are aware of that aren't sort of playing the game. They're not paying for their goods and taking the goods that we've had to produce, and some of us, if we buy in from other local producers as well, so it's a complete loss to us. Costs, I mean, we're not alone in the current environment with the increasing costs of producing and running businesses, so we're already sort of seeing margins being squeezed on products, and that to put on top of it, it really kicks you when you're down, I suppose. Customers are trusted to add up their produce, private and individually priced, hopefully get the total right, and then put it in the box. And if they need to take some change back, say it comes to £9.50, they can put a £10 note in the box, and there's a small coin dispenser just below the box, they can take 50 pence change back. So it really is open, wide open to abuse, I suppose.
This incident, has it discouraged you?
It's not the first time we've had to involve the police on other occasions. It's not the first, and given the winter that's potentially ahead of us with rising energy costs and things, I don't think it's going to be the last. So yeah, it does make you think twice about should we be operating such a system. A lot of people appreciate it, and we really appreciate the people that support us, but it's down to sort of the community as a whole, to be honest with it. If someone wants to come forward and say yes, it was me, we do have very sophisticated and good CCTV coverage, so the police will be reviewing that. We're also not the only honesty box operator on the island as a whole, and it's just to be aware that there are more than ourselves operating, so they're open to this kind of theft, and hopefully they don't get it.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Motorship Ben McCree departed Heysham at 23 minutes past two. She's just entered the inner harbour at the moment and will be on the link span in the next 10 minutes. Departing Douglas at 7:45 this evening, arriving in Heysham at 11:30. The overnight departure is at 2:15, back to Douglas tomorrow morning at 6. High-speed craft Mananan departed Douglas at 25 to 5. She'll be into Liverpool about 20 past 7, departing there at 9 o'clock tonight, and back to Douglas at 9:45. She'll be zipping back to Liverpool, and there's a morning departure, middle of the night departure from Liverpool, 4 a.m. to Douglas for 6:45. Tomorrow morning's departures, 8 o'clock, Ben McCree to Heysham, and 9:30, Mananan to Liverpool.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Do you swim in the sea? Well, you're being warned to watch out for jellyfish due to large numbers congregating in Manx waters. The warning comes after a schoolboy had to receive treatment from paramedics after being stung while swimming in Peel. 11-year-old Illy Quirk's been telling Simon Richardson what happened.
I was on Fenella and we were just swimming out past the castle when I just felt something touch my foot. At the start I was fine, but when I was walking home it started to really, really hurt.
And so bad that I think your mum and dad called an ambulance.
Yeah.
And what sort of treatment did they give you?
Well, they gave me some, I think it was antihistamine, and told me to get in the shower and put it on really cold. So I did that, and it started to feel a little bit better, but yeah.
How would you rate it in between 1 and 10, the severity of the pain?
I think I rated it to them 7.
Did you actually see the jellyfish that stung you?
No, but I think it was probably quite big because it definitely touched from my foot to my arms.
And what would you advise people now have gone through that? What would you tell them if they're swimming?
Definitely keep swimming, but just be careful.
Dr. Peter Duncan is DEFA's Senior Marine Environmental Officer.
Generally speaking, we have about 6 different species of jellyfish around our waters, and all of them have, to some extent, a capacity to sting. The most common one is things like the moon jelly, which is looks like the moon. It's kind of whitish pale with the four pink rings on it. But really, species like that are not particularly dangerous, certainly not dangerous, and you wouldn't even notice being stung. So I think the ones to look out for, particularly the lion's mane jellyfish, which is quite a large red one and can grow really, really big. The bell can be a metre or more across. But the thing about them is that they have tentacles stretching sort of 10, 20 metres behind them.
Dr. Duncan also offered advice on what to do to reduce the pain of a sting. Don't rub the area with bare hands and simply douse with plenty of warm water, which can help disperse the venom from the contact site.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 14 minutes before 6 in equity market shares, a software maker, Micro Focus, rocketed after it agreed to a £5.1 billion takeover by Canadian rival OpenText. The offer's £5.32 per share, a 98% premium on Micro Focus opening share price, which has fallen 87% over the past 3 years. The FTSE 250 group provides IT services and issues major profit warnings in both 2018 and 2019. NASDAQ-listed OpenText is one of the world's largest software providers and is used by thousands of corporate clients. It's valued at $13 billion and has 14,800 employees in 35 countries. For a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookhall.
UK and European markets slid lower as the US Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell warned of some pain ahead in the fight against inflation. The dollar held lower against a basket of major currencies. Oil declined despite fresh US data lowering recession fears. And gold slid as the US Treasury yields moved slightly higher. The numbers now at the close from Ramsey Crookhall. In London, the FTSE 100 down 0.7% at 7,420. The DAX in Frankfurt closed 2.3% down at 12,968. Currently, New York City, the Dow Jones Industrials down 1.5% at 32,778. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 2.4% at 12,334. And the S&P 500 down 1.9% at 4,119. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1 17.8 cents, €1 17.7 cents, and 19 South African rand 79.8 cents. In commodities, gold's down almost 1.2% at $1,737 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 0.5% at $99.26.
You've got an investment plan?
Yeah, Mike set it up.
But don't you need loads of money to do that?
Not this one. It's called Shearwater from Ramsey Crookhall, and you pay in monthly as little as £100. So it's like saving regularly, really helping us invest in the future. For a house, well, the kids' education.
£100 a month? I could easily do that.
You should. The sooner you start, the better.
Invest in your future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookhall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookhall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
And here's the relevant information. If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, sea swimming, watch out for the jellyfish, diving or surfing this weekend. Sea temperatures 16 degrees Celsius. For tomorrow, wind is north or northwesterly, force 3 or 4, falling variable, force 3 or less at times. Wave height 0.2 to 0.5 metres, wave period 3 seconds, high water midday 45. On Sunday, the wind is variable, force 3 or less, settling east or northeasterly, force 3 or 4 later. Wave height is 0.2 metres, wave period 4 seconds. High water, 1:15 p.m.
Manx Glass and Glazing will be open as normal throughout the Manx Grand Prix. Come and see the team at Snugbury Trading Estate or call 674573.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wynn.
Faster May, good evening. The Isle of Man Constabulary says it's committed to improving relations with the LGBTQ plus community. It's after two Manx drag queens published an open statement justifying why they held up signs at this year's Pride Festival, which read, "No cops at Pride and no pride in policing," after uniformed police officers were allowed to be at the event.
I am Owen Atkinson, also known as Fenella Beach. I am Ashton Gibson, also known as Nona Binary. We did it to acknowledge the history of Pride and what brought us here in the first place, and we do not regret taking part in our protest at all.
Have either of you had any run-ins with the police or any personal experiences with them?
I personally have been lucky enough to avoid it. I've seen many people in my community, specifically trans people on the Isle of Man, be heavily mistreated by the police time and time again. And it is not just about the history. It is also about what's happening to us right now. There are obviously very serious wounds there. And we can't just be told that now is the time to heal and we'll all expect to be okay about it.
There are still people now who were alive when it was illegal to be gay. It was only 30 years ago. And those people naturally, having been victimized by the police when that was the law, are still fearful of interactions with the police, which makes total complete sense.
There are still certain people working on the force who were working back then too.
I do know that police haven't taken people seriously when they have reported things. I know a lot of people, myself included, don't feel like there's even any point reporting things, because I've heard stories and the system itself isn't really set up to protect people like us.
Sergeant Andy Reid is from the Isle of Man Constabulary.
The Isle of Man Constabulary fully understand the views that are expressed in that statement. Pride is clearly about protest, and officers will continue to do all they can to protect the rights of those making the statement and others who want to protest and express their opinions. The Constabulary is proud of its work with the LGBTQ plus community via its independently chaired inclusion scrutiny group. We have done a considerable amount of low-key, behind-the-scenes work to protect trans people. We look forward to welcoming a greater trans representation on that committee that I've just mentioned. And in the meantime, trans people who are subjected to abuse or violence should feel safe in coming forward to the police.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company, the island's only award-winning motor dealer. Find your perfect vehicle today at rexmotorcompany.im.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with motorsport, and tonight's contingency Manx Grand Prix qualifying session has been cancelled. Roads were due to close at 6 p.m. after this afternoon's combined qualifying and race programme was called off due to poor weather conditions. Organisers have now confirmed tonight's slot won't happen due to unexpected heavy showers, and to minimise disruption to marshals, competitors and the general public. As it now stands, the next MGP session will be the first day of racing, with roads closing on Saturday from 11 a.m. and reopening no later than 6:45 p.m. A warm-up lap will take place from 11:30 a.m. before the two-lap rescheduled Dunlop Lightweight MGP race from 12:45 p.m. Then at 2:45 will be the four-lap MGP Supporters Club Junior Manx Grand Prix race, and rounding things off at 5:15 p.m. will be the Bremont Classic Senior MGP race, which will be contested over three laps. Sticking with the bikes, John McGuinness recently traded the seat on his bike for a seat on a popular TV show. The 23-time TT winner was a recent guest on BBC One's A Question of Sport. McGuinness, who hails from Morecambe, told the show he lives near to boxing star Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury lives about a mile from me. You just see him training, but I don't know what he's doing. He doesn't really run much. Just sort of.
I wouldn't be really insulting Tyson Fury on the telly, John. Especially if he lives near you. Yeah.
What have you said about me on the telly?
I'll be on the motorbike. I'll be gone. Don't worry about that.
The episode will air on BBC One at 8 p.m. tonight. And finally, in football, FC Isle of Man will be hoping to build on victory earlier this week when they're on the road again to face Congleton Town this weekend. Facing their third away fixture on the bounce, the Ravens travel to the Clerics Stadium on Saturday with three wins from their opening five games of the new NWCFL Premier Division season. The Manx side's most recent outing saw them earn a hard-fought 1-0 victory away to Padiham on Tuesday night. Congleton Town versus FC Isle of Man takes place at the Clerics Stadium on Saturday, with kick-off scheduled for 3 p.m.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Next inbound at Ronald's Way is the 528 patient transfer returning Logan Air from Liverpool. That's delayed until 8:45. Then it's the 8:05 Logan Air inbound from London City, delayed till 9:25. The 8:25 inbound EasyJet from London Gatwick is showing on time. Outbound, the 6:00 patient transfer plane to Liverpool is delayed, hence the delayed return. It's leaving at 7:45, and the outbound London Gatwick EasyJet on time at 9:05. Remember, there's nothing happening on the MGP tonight because of the unexpected showers. In Onchan, the temporary lights on King Edward Road near the A2 Junction 24 hours a day for some drainage work. Temporary lights on Westmoreland Road in Douglas for cable work. Look out also in Port Erin for temporary lights on the Braddock Road near the turn for Braddock Glen for sewer work. Temporary lights on Minorca Hill in Laxey near the Quarry Road turn. They're doing some excavation work. In Lower Foxdale, wall maintenance work means temporary lights 24 hours a day till the middle of September on the main road. And of course, Castle Street's one way northbound in Castle Town to the middle of April next year. Racing tomorrow for the Manx Grand Prix. Roads close at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Spread your payments interest free. Get more with Quayside.
Good evening, this is Update on Manx Radio. I'm with you through till 6 o'clock. It's the 6 o'clock news, and then, a little earlier than usual, Mike Reynolds will be along with the greatest hits on earth. All the big hits through till 9 o'clock tonight. The Manx government says people will have to change how they use energy to cope with the rising cost of living. Schemes to help homes and businesses more energy efficient are being accelerated so people can be better prepared for the winter months. Dr. Alex Allenson, MHK, speaks to Amy Griffiths.
There's a whole range of measures that we'll be bringing in that we'll be publicising over the next couple of weeks. Some of those using the third sector and charities to get that message across. Others are providing access to energy doctors who can actually give you personalised advice in terms of the best thing to do with your homes. We'll also be providing loft insulation, draft excluders, a whole range of other measures that are relatively simple but can make a significant impact on in terms of fuel bills for people, particularly if we have a cold winter.
And how will people be able to access that?
We're going to be bringing in a centralised phone number and also a centralised website where people can actually get that information, be signposted to the right forms of help. Because it's very important if people at this stage are worried about their bills, are worried about budgeting, that they get that help and advice. And that can be from government, and certainly the social security sector give out a lot of advice. But also we will be working quite closely with the private sector as well and the third sector in terms of debt advice, in terms of looking at how people can control and get control over their budgets and the cost of living.
That's it for Update tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Simon Richardson, producer Amy Griffiths. If you're listening to this update as a podcast anywhere in the world at any time of day or night, thank you for tuning in, and have a fantastic rest of your bank holiday weekend.
WIN